Views expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, staff, or management. The following paid program is sponsored by Azorian. Wondering who's in your cyberspace? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Charles Tendell Show, the show where you can learn how to protect your online business and personal information. Charles Tendell is a cybersecurity consultant and ethical hacker, and he's here to answer all of your cyber concerns.
What's up, everybody? It's Peter Boyles. It's 5 p.m. Get ready for Hacked. You got problems with computers, kids are being bullied, somebody's messing with you. How about dating online? Charles Tendell forgot more about computers than most people know. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, here's Charles.
What's happening out there, internet world and radio world out there? If you're listening in your car, this is indeed Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk Radio, 1690 AM. And, you know, if you missed yesterday's show, you can go over to charlestendell.com and catch up on the podcast. You can catch up on all the old shows. You subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast so you can keep in the loop. Go to charlestendell.com, fill out the form, join the conversation. Be a part of this show because it's going to be great. It's good things that we're going to be talking about that are all revolve around the fun topic of cybersecurity. And as usual, I am your host, Charles Tendell. I am indeed an ethical hacker, and I have fun doing what I do. But somebody decided it was a smart idea to give me a microphone. I think, Donnie, you had something to do with that, didn't you?
It was all me.
It was all you? It was all Donnie. So yes, if you don't like the show and you want to call in and you want to complain or you want to talk to anybody else, you don't call me. Don't send me hate mail. Send it over to Donnie. Send it to him or shoot us a call, 303-632-4160. Number again, 303-632-4160. If you've got your phone in front of you and you're debating on whether or not to call or not, go ahead and shoot us a text. You can go to your favorite app store and download the 1690 KDMT app and get connected, make the text messages, send them to the show, or you can send me an email to hacked@charlestendell.com and get connected to it there as well. So today's topic is another fun headline that's out there. So Donnie, what would you do if you were in charge of the station and you actually accidentally gave away $47 million?
I probably wouldn't have a job anymore, or anybody.
No, I don't think anybody would have a job. I think it would shut down the company. I think it would shut down most of, if not everything, going on, being the company, being the employees, being everyone else. And every company out there runs into these particular problems. They're being faced with more and more sophisticated email attacks. They're being more and more sophisticated hacker attacks, from everything from skimming to just all sorts of craziness out there. And what it turns out is that there's a CEO over in the UK, I think it is. It looks like it's the UK. Actually, no. It's a company. It's a support company for Boeing. So if you've flown around the country or flown anywhere in the world, you've probably ridden on one of Boeing's aircraft. But this is a supplier to both Boeing and to Airbus. And what's happened is the board of directors for this particular company, the FACC's board, on Wednesday fired their CEO. Now, this is the CEO of the supply company for Boeing and Airbus due to an error made in connection with what it called President Fraud Incident, air quote. And if you're wondering, if you're not seeing the air quotes and you're not watching over on Facebook, you should change that. You should get over onto Facebook. I am live streaming it. It is going straight to the interwebs. So if you're over on Facebook, you can go to Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show. You can find me over there. I'll be posting links to it online. And I'll probably be streaming to a couple of different media as this all grows. So air quotes, it was the President Fraud Incident, and the firm discovered in January that the CEO had been sent this email. Now it looks legit, it looks normal, it looks like it should be coming from the right people, but this email went on to trick this person and the financial controllers at this company into wiring almost $50,000. I wish, not 50,000, 50 million, sorry, not 50,000, $50 million during what appears to be several different transactions. So it happened not once, not twice, but it happened a couple of different times. And I see this kind of scam. I see this kind of information. I see this possibility happening all the time where, you know, you get those emails and everybody sees it. No, this is not the same email as the Nigerian prince who wants to give you $1 million. Trust me, that's never real, ever. Like never real, okay? But you get that email in that says, hey, I'm Nigerian prince, or you even get it from your friend that says, hey, I'm stranded in strange company or strange country, and I need extra money, right? I need extra money. I need someone to help me get the funds to get out of jail or do whatever that is. And it turns out to be, while well-crafted, it turns out to be the email from one of these little scammers out there who are trying to just get you to Western Union or otherwise wire them funds. Well, when it attacks a company, it looks like someone from accounts receivable coming in and saying, hey, Mr. CEO, Mr. CTO, Mr. CFO, or whoever you are, we've gotten this request from another customer. It's behind. It's super late. It's got a hardcore sense of urgency on it. We must send this now kind of deal going on. And they run off and they wire money. Now, coming up this hour, I'm actually – my guest is going to get on here. We're going to be talking to Michelangelo. He is from Knopp Security. Now, one of the things that I love most about this company is they think like hackers. And I ran into Michelangelo while I was over – while I was doing a conference over at what is called ICMCP, or the International Consortium for Minority Cybersecurity Professionals. Now, how I ran into that group was a couple of people started sending it to me. And if you ever read it, if you ever see it on paper, it's – says ICMCP. Well, it looks like ICMP, and for anybody out there who's a geek, you see that and you're like, well, this is pretty cool. But I ran into Michelangelo on a panel, and we were talking about cyber threats, and we were talking about evolution of things, so I figured he would be a fantastic person to join in on this conversation. Michelangelo, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Charles?
I am blessed and highly favored. So tell everyone, you and I met at ICMCP out in Washington, D.C. We were talking about cyber threats and engagements and things of that nature. And we've got probably about 30 seconds. So, Michelangelo, a real quick intro. Who are you?
Again, my name is Michelangelo Cidani. I'm the CTO and co-founder here in NAPSEC. NAPSEC is basically a New York City-based offensive security company. What we do for a living is hack legally a company to find security holes and vulnerabilities, so hopefully the bad guys, they don't get in before us.
Okay,
so
Michael, well, we've got to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll pick up on the conversation. Don't go anywhere. This is Hack, the Charles Tendale Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-273-0135. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-273-0135 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, pension, savings, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 1-800-273-0135 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 1-800-273-0135.
It's a difficult decision. When you finally decide to have your hearing tested, where do you go for professional care? Tens of thousands are spent every week on ads trying to convince you to come in for a free hearing test or a sale that's this week only. For professional care, I suggest you take a different approach. I'm Dr. Barbara Jenkins, owner of Advanced Audiology. I have 25 years of hospital and clinical experience treating both hearing loss and tinnitus. My first suggestion? Ask your physician who they would go to, not just who's on their list. Who do they trust? Second, go online and search Doctor of Audiology and then type in your area. You don't want an evaluation performed by a technician or hearing aid salesperson. Your hearing is a serious concern, so you should treat it as such. For more information, go to advancedaudiology.com or call 303-649-2122. Because at Advanced Audiology, we take your hearing seriously.
Now, back to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Welcome back. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. If you're just joining or you missed the first 15 minutes, I am Charles Tendell. I'm a certified ethical hacker. I got a microphone and my own show, and I'm having fun with it. And I'm enjoying the things that I'm doing. And if you want to get connected, you want to get involved in the show, because this is a show that all of you viewers out there on Facebook or listeners out there in the Twitterverse or out there listening to this at your leisure on the podcast, this is built for all of you. So we all get together, we have a great conversation about the headlines and the fun things that happen to be going on in the world of cybersecurity. And if they merge with politics or anything else that's crazy, it comes out. So if you go over to charlestendell.com, you can fill out the form and get connected there. You can send me a tweet. You can send me a text message. If you go to your favorite app store and download the 1690 KDMT app, and you can send a text to the show. You can email hacked at charlestendell, or you can give us a call, 303-632-4160. Will get you on and involved in the conversation. My guest today is Michelangelo. He is the CTO and co-founder or founder of Knop Security, and we're talking about the CEO who just sent, who lost his job over losing almost $50 million because of an email. Michelangelo, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. You were starting to tell my listeners, tell everybody what's going on, who you are, who NopSec is, and how you ended up on the show.
Yeah, that's correct. So NopSec is what we do every day. Is basically we hack into like financial system as well as banks and financial organizations here in New York. We are the good guys and try to find security holes. So hopefully, the bad guys won't find that those holes again, and then those holes will be plugged. It's a wild world out there. I mean, I'm not really surprised about this. This news coming up is striking that it took a little bit for the CEO to get fired after the CFO.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's touch on that. So, the company is apparently a supplier to Boeing and Airbus, and over the course of several emails, it seems like they lost almost $50 million. Now, for any size company, that's a door closer. You know, these guys are supplying Boeing, so they might actually survive it. But the FBI is involved, all these other agencies are involved. How do these work? Like what makes these particular attacks so efficient? You hear about them all the time, and it seems like no one is getting the hint that, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
Charles, what makes this attack very very efficient is deception. So mm-hmm. It probably the CFO received a very customized and legitimate looking email coming from from the CEO, and that prompted him to wire the funds, and the CFO basically decided was like a legitimate looking and decided to act upon it. There's a couple of things going on in the background here that formed the deception. Probably the email was similar looking to the one of the CEO, mm-hmm. And there was a slight spelling mistake in the domain, so the attacker registered the domain of the FACC and probably introduced some spelling mistake in the domain. So to the trained eye, this will actually look like very legit and, coming from the CEO. The second thing I think is the breakdown is the procedural breakdown that the CEO, took it upon himself, the CFO took it upon himself to actually wire the money without receiving prior authorization from the CEO itself, I mean, right. when you wire 52.8 million euro, probably you should have a procedure to say, like, I require double authorization and signature from my CEO authorizing this transfer.
Right. Well, and that's procedural. That's what everybody, we've been saying this for years, that hey, you need to get on this. You need to make sure that you're validating. But the bad guys have actually gotten pretty sophisticated with this. And I've even from my lab, and we've approached different domain registrars and everything else, but it's kind of how the internet works. You can actually register domains using ASCII characters that look very similar to the real domain. So, like, I can register Facebook.com and just have the E slightly off, or have it in a different strange character. I can do it for any website out there. So these guys are stepping up their game as the new policies and the new procedures come out. So this CEO, he's sitting behind the desk. He sees all of this information happening. The CFO and the CTO and the accounts receivable people get this hyper urgent email that says, send money to this client now, absolutely right now. And yeah, in the back of their mind, they're thinking, hey, this might not be right. Maybe I should verify with the CEO, but they don't. So what would be the reasoning for not, do you think? Like, would it be a panic idea? Did they just run down the line just, you know, screaming about it all? What would cause them to just circumvent processes and go at it?
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, every phishing attack, and particularly in this case, this attack is called whaling, that is a phishing attack that particularly target high-ranking executive of organization. The deception of the email, somewhat in every attack we actually do, ethically, when we do penetration testing, we basically try to paint an emergency scenario in which the urgency of the action is of the essence. Otherwise, there's some consequence. I know actually there is a ransomware in the wild doing his round currently that is actually pretty funny, or not. Basically, what he does is he takes over the machine and takes over the laptop, whatever host, and basically it shows images of the FBI saying to the user, well, I know that you have been visiting this site, this and that, and you know, you have to pay this amount to the FBI, not to be in Bitcoin, not to be investigated. So you understand there's a sort of like a scare tactic and a tremendous sense of urgency that trigger the user to panic and overreact and take action that and not consider all the information at hand while they're looking at the screen. This is basically the base of every social engineering ever possible.
All right, and I understand the concepts of social engineering, and you know, I've seen and even participated in exercises where I can talk people into giving me whatever it is that they want. But you would think that at a company at least this size, there is someone somewhere who is specifically told or goes through training on a regular basis and has said, hey, you know, let's not send millions of dollars outside of the company without getting prior written approval to talk about it. I mean, it's one of those things where you know, in every level of the company. I mean, my other companies, even in my specific company, you know, you roll down to the bottom of it, and everybody in it, even though we're small, knows, hey, you're probably not going to get an email from anyone else in the company that's going to tell you to send these funds. So again, even with that sense of urgency, they're running off and they're being told, hey, wire these particular funds, wire this amount of money, send this to the appropriate people. But it's just kind of mind blowing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's definitely, like I mentioned before, is a procedure breakdown or lack of procedure altogether. I mean, one of the base for good security program is the training employees at every level, also including the high executive of the company, that they have to exercise good, secure hygiene in their day-to-day work. such as do not click on links of unsolicited emails, do not act on things based on information that are unverified, as well as do not reveal any information via email or via the phone, because that's another medium usable mm-hmm. by social engineer, that, you know, that A, are not solicited, B, are they have a level of sensitivity that you wouldn't reveal to any outsider. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the lack of security training and user, you know, security awareness training in the organization is amazing. I mean, we do, as I said, we do many social engineering here in the New York area, and a lot of, you know, financial institution or healthcare institution and regulated, highly regulated industry, they lack this kind of education. And when they decided to do it, it's because of the breach or because the regulator forced them to do so.
Okay. I mean, is there any way for these guys to have actually seen that this was a problem before it became a problem?
You mean identified that the email was fraudulent?
Right.
I mean, again, like everybody, I wouldn't really blame the person. I mean, the CEO at the end of the day got fired because is the ultimate responsible for the wealth, the financial wealth of the organization. The CFO, the same, decided to act upon the wrong information. But at the end of the day, it's not pointing finger at, the individual. The individual can have, a judgment breakdown is normal. It's the lack of the lack of procedure at the corporate level that caused this kind of problem. So procedural control of the lack of training, also we're seeing in a highly used practice of spear phishing with the attachment. Lack of patching for well-known applications such Adobe Acrobat Reader to use PDF. So when there is a vulnerability in those kind of a platform user at the desktop level, you receive an email unsolicited, you see the attachment, you double click, you open it, and before you know, you're compromised. And obviously, in each organization, there are layers of control that fails before there's a compromise. And even in this case, there was layers of control that failed.
Right. I mean, it came in to underling whomever it was, probably escalated, or at least you would hope in the perfect world escalated and said, hey, are we going to make it? Should we be doing this? Should we be headed this direction? And, somebody above them said that it was there, but you don't hear it in the article. You don't read about it online anywhere. Do you think the underling actually got fired?
Right. I mean, exactly. So, for example, another component of this layer approach to security is that usually organizations that are highly targeted, especially organizations that are contracted to these big giants of airspace.
Michael, I hate to cut you off. I apologize. We got to go to break. Don't go anywhere. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendale Show on Denver's Money Talk 1690. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says 41 Secret Service employees found to have reviewed private agency records involving a U.S. congressman have been disciplined. Johnson says details of the files about Representative Jason Chaffetz were leaked to the news media. Chaffetz, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, has held several hearings to investigate missteps and scandals within the agency. A top health official says the U.S. must act more quickly to protect pregnant women from the birth defect causing Zika virus. Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told the National Press Club in Washington that in a public health emergency, speed is critical. And Louisiana has become the first state in the nation to expand its hate crime laws to protect police, firefighters, and emergency medical crews. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 23 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Angel. Coming up on the Next Experience Pros Radio Show, we're going to teach you the story of how one company learned how to attract 2,000 new Instagram followers every day.
Freeze frame.
Positive business talk weekday mornings right here on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Am I attracted now?
The Experience Pros, Eric Raymer and Angel Tussey, weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. I'm in my 70s now, and I really feel better than ever. I've had bypass surgery, come away from drugs and alcohol. All these things aside, the most amazing thing that's happened to me in these last couple years is meeting our great family friend, physician MD, Dr. Julie McCallan. She's changed my life, my daughter's life. She's a gifted healer, changing the lives of so many people. When everything is going wrong in my life, she made an enormous difference in me, physically and emotionally. And here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Julie McCallan.
Thanks, Peter. Just because we're getting older does not mean we can no longer do what we did in our 30s. Getting older does not have to be a horrible thing. Let me help you to feel energized, sleep through the night, and continue your active lifestyle well into your 90s. If at 52 I can actually lift more than my college athlete daughter, so can you. Call today to begin your journey back to health with my team at Cenogenics Denver.
I'm so sure you'll become a fan and a friend of Dr. McCallan's if you do this one simple thing. Call her, 720-387-3681. My word on it, she'll change your life, 720-387-3681.
Yeah, new car shopping?
Oh, great. There's a nice day wasted. I'd rather take a hit with a ball-peen hammer between the eyes than drive all over town.
Well, it's what one does when one car shops. I thought you liked shopping.
Shopping, not driving. Hey, speaking of, how about we go to the mall instead?
What? And this day had so much potential.
ColoradoAutoMall.com. Local dealers with local inventory online. A virtual click away.
I'm ready to click and shop. Boot me up.
ColoradoAutoMall.com. We now return to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
And we're back on Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. You know, if you guys get questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 303-632-4160, or go over to charlestendell.com, send me an email, you can send me a Facebook message, you can connect with me at Charles Tendell on Twitter, you can find me on LinkedIn, you can find me everywhere, I'm all over social media, but go to your favorite app store and download the 1690 KDMT app. You can check out all the other shows in the KDMT, the Denver's Money Talk lineup, everything from Connect and Collaborate to Experience Pros, all great stuff, all great information, all great shows, all about business and taking care of you and making sure you've got things going right. This show in particular is all about cybersecurity and politics and pretty much anything I want to go on a rant about. So this hour, I'm talking about phishing emails and sophisticated attacks the bad guys are using to be able to con companies out of literally millions of dollars. And joining me is Michelangelo, the CTO of NOPSEC, and we're talking about how these guys can actually continue to get away with this kind of thing, even though people are being beat over the head and being told over and over and over and over again that, hey, you can't do this. You cannot send money. Don't get conned. Don't believe what they say to you. Just don't do it. You know, but the emails have gotten more convincing. They've gotten better styling. They've got a lot of insider information. And Michelangelo, that's a good question. That's a good way of bringing that all back. Where are these cats getting all of this information? Like, when they send these emails, they've got CEO's name. They've got clients' names, like real clients' names. They've got a lot of information on this. Where are they getting some of this stuff?
Well, as you mentioned, Charles, like, you know, everything, you're all over social media and all over the internet, as you mentioned, you know, everybody's out there. So the attacker actually able and very skilled in gathering this information real quick, most of the time in an automated fashion. So just an email, just a name, just a company can quickly get like a lot of information about the targets, both the so-called like from and to the destination of the of this emails. And again, like, they're trying to set up a likely scenario, and this scenario is basically built around information that they gather, real information that they gather. Again, email, can be addresses, can be a relationship. And these scenarios are not really uncommon at all. I mean, I deal with them every single day, like in a so-called whaling attack. Like an attacker outside, again, simulate an urgent situation and pretend to be coming from a high-ranking individual in the organization, such as the CEO, and target usually the CFO or the controller. Saying, you know, have you, for example, I had a case of saying, like, an email pretending coming from a CEO going to the controller saying, have you paid this invoice? If you don't, and invoice number with the company name, if you don't, please wire the money now to this account. Well, obviously, the controller doesn't really know so much, and most of the time, do not report directly to the CEO, so most of the time he complies. So these kind of attacks, they can be really, really tricky. They can be really, really sneaky.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know they can gather all their information. They can make it look 100% legitimate. They can get all of these together. But we've got, like, I don't know, is it unreal to assume that we've got like two-factor authentication or anything like that to verify these transactions? This could all be negated with a simple internal policy that says, hey, all financial transactions, regardless of the urgency, regardless of how that has to go to, need to be sent to this department and have a ticket created. We could end all of this with just that, right?
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, as I said, multiple failure of a security control. Again, as I said, in our work, on a day-to-day work of a penetration tester, there are scenarios in which we have to bypass several security controls. And obviously, if the security controls are not in place, it's relatively easy to put in place and pull off these kind of scenarios. Obviously, if you have several check and balances, like two or three signatures to issue the money transfer online, electronic signature, for example, this kind of scenario, or what you mentioned, dual factor authentication, these kind of scenarios are really harder to pull off. And then also, I was reading the article online on CSO online, and after being fired, the CEO said that basically this kind of a hack or fraud didn't require any hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the bigger organization, they have what is called like a phishing early warning program. That means that they monitor really closely the internet for the registration of really, really close domains to their legitimate domain. So if a phishing domain got registered, they should have had a warning sign. And there are actually companies that out there that do that, like for professional companies that do that. They should have got a warning saying, like, hey, why this guy in any country X register a domain that is really, really close to ours? And that's an early sign, even before the email got sent from the fake CEO to the CFO. So this could have been prevented. So the IT group or the IT security group should have been like a little bit warned in the warning, phase, to say, okay, we probably should wait for an email fake email incoming, pretending to be the CEO.
Right, and see, that's that's harder to do than you think, I would assume, because now you've got to put out some monitoring software. You've got to get in with domain registrars. How would you go about actually monitoring for new domain registrations?
Actually, it might be like as easy as automating using the Google Search API. I mean, it can get like really, really like granular. And there are, again, as I said, to do it right, there are professional companies that do that. But you know, just the automating the search of the domain, just to change a few letters of the domain and see what it comes up, might lead you to an indication that a domain or a domain got registered, or maybe like some fake email address is floating around the internet. I mean, there's no reason why, like, you know, emails with misspelled letter in the domain name should be around. Right.
They're, like, you should catch those automatically. So, this isn't necessarily an automated process. This is more a manual or a human being that should be going out there, that should either be part of your security team or should be on your outsourced security team or part of maybe it should be included in penetration tests as you go around doing your quarterly penetration tests. But somebody should be looking at your online footprint for your organization to make sure.
Absolutely. I mean, NotSec like does it all the time, and we include open information, open source information gathering, which is the process that you mentioned before, searching for public available information over the internet and social media, especially, as well as penetration testing. Actually, studying the organization from the targeted attack standpoint, and custom tailored. This kind of attack, this kind of email, this kind of approaches to target people, to target like a department. So you're highly effective in gathering information. I mean, if I wanna know, for example, which version of a certain software an organization is running because I am tagging it. I can call in somebody pretending to be like the tech support, and saying that I'm running late, applying and installing certain sort of software, and just pretend not to know what is the version of a certain software installed.
Right. That's one of the more scary things that are out there is training these people, and I guess people are getting scared of that, but we got to go to break. So, Michael, hang tight. Guys, if you're listening out there in the world, don't go anywhere. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show. Good information on how you can keep your job and not cost your company millions of dollars. Don't go anywhere. Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show. Denver's Money Talk, 1690.
Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. Has your child or grandchild been diagnosed with ADD or ADHD? Are they struggling in school? Well, give that child a life they deserve. Chronic Conditions Center of Colorado and Dr. Chris Steiner offer a drug-free solution that the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends.
We brought my daughter into Dr. Steiner because she was diagnosed with ADD. We spent 4 years trying different medications to no effect or benefit and went through the integrative medicine, and she no longer is on her ADD medicine, is performing better in school, and is a totally different kid from our perspective. And we can't thank Dr. Steiner enough.
So give your child their life back. Call Dr. Steiner at 303-660-2668 or visit them online at chronicconditionsco.com. That's chronicconditionsco.com.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. I'm in my 70s now, and I really feel better than ever. I've had bypass surgery, come away from drugs and alcohol. All these things aside, the most amazing thing that's happened to me in these last couple years is meeting our great family friend, physician MD, Dr. Julie McCallum. She's changed my life, my daughter's life. She's a gifted healer, changing the lives of so many people. When everything is going wrong in my life, she made an enormous difference in me, physically and emotionally. And here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Julie McCallum.
Women, you are often too wrapped up in being thin. But what about being strong and fit? You often don't think about about your hormones until you have completely stopped making estrogen and are into menopause. Hormones begin to change typically in your early 30s and gradually decline, causing weight gain, irritability, poor sleep, fatigue, and brain fog. Replacing these hormones as your natural production declines, you can get rid of the crabbiness. You can begin sleeping again, feeling energetic, stop the midsection fat, and you can think clearly. Call Cenogenics Denver today to get your health back. 720-387-3681. That's 720-387-3681.
Now, back to the Charles Tendell Show on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Welcome back. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendell Show on Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM. And that is Little Green Bag. If you've not seen the movie, go check out, I think it's Reservoir Dogs. It's a good movie. Go find it. It's out there. You know it. And, oh, by the way, Donnie, I want to let you know that the Facebook streaming crowd, the people out there, they all say hello because they can hear you when you take me, when you warn me about my time in and out. So say hi, Donnie.
Well, hello, Facebook.
Hello, everybody listening out there on the internet and the live streaming world out on Facebook. That is Donnie. He is my tech producer. He is the man. He is responsible for everything that keeps this show alive. And without him, I would be nothing. I would just be a guy sitting in a room somewhere pretending to talk to people. But Donnie makes it all happen. But if you want to talk to Donnie, or you want to talk to me, or you want to talk to Michelangelo, 303-632-4160 to get you on, to get you involved in the conversation. Or you can go over to charlestendell.com. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can send me an email. You can fill out a contact form or send me an email at hacked@charlestendell.com. You can message me over on Facebook, or you can go to your favorite app store and download the 1690 KDMT app, and you can shoot me a text message. You can ask questions. And I was reminded, I keep forgetting. I apologize. The email is stacking. I will get to you guys, and I will be responding. So please keep listening. I will address your concerns, your comments, and your issues probably during tomorrow's show live on the air. So if you don't want to talk about it anywhere else, you can shoot me a quick email again, and I will bring it up when we're talking about it. So before the break, we're talking with Michelangelo again. We've got this company who just lost millions of dollars, a lot of executives, and this is something that shouldn't be you. And before the break, we were talking about how this should be a process, how this should be included in your quarterly penetration tests or your quarterly tests. And regardless of the size of your company, I know a lot of you think that, hey, I'm too small and nobody cares, but just like we covered way back when, is that it's not about who you are and what size your company might be. You might be mom and pop. You might not think you have information that matters. But if I hack you and one of your customers happens to be slightly bigger, I can piggyback off of that hack and move into them. And now you're going to be liable. This CEO, he was the one that was up there. He should have been implementing policies. He should have been monitoring how his company goes. And he was probably not the only head that rolled, but he's the most notable head that rolled. I mean, somebody was going to get fired at almost $50 million. So, Michelangelo, again, thank you for being here on the show, man. It's fantastic. It's a lot of great information. It's good insight. So what more can companies do? I mean, this is a huge risk for them, just kind of hemorrhaging money. What more can they do to stop things like this?
Having a security, well-constructed security program helps quite a bit. So I always tell, like, you know, people, that doesn't mean going off to like the first vendor to buy the first security solution that is out there. It means like address, like basically assess what is the security posture as well as the risk posture of your organization. Are you a targeted organization? Do you have a very specific threat scenario, such as, for example, I can quote any example. The first coming to mind is a university. By definition, they have to be open, and everything have to be like internet disposal because they have to enable the sharing. So it's important to determine what is the risk posture of the organization? What is at stake? And also, if the organization have this kind of lacking the case of this FACC, have this kind of risk exposure just because they are a contractor of Boeing and Airbus, they probably have to have a very strong security department. They have to have a very strong security program. They should perform the, you know, penetration testing, including social engineering, that included this scenario. That if this scenario was successful, that tells me that the CEO and the CFO and all other people that allowed this to take place never been involved in this kind of scenario before. So they kind of fall into the trick. If they have this kind of test done by, you know, professional penetration tester, probably they would have done the right thing.
Okay. Now, again, if they're involving a professional penetration tester or a professional hacker such as yourself, such as myself, if they had employed us, is it maybe a lack that testers, that analysts aren't going out and saying, hey, we need to talk. This is part of your online presence. This is part of your footprint. This is something you should probably test about. Now, I know most of us go out and we do phishing attacks. We chase down that. We go and we see how much, you know, they're actually going to be doing as far as phishing is concerned, or whether they'll click the link. But are you, as NOPSEC, selling a service where they can actually get a hold of somebody that does this? I mean, can they say, hey, we might be worried about it. Do you guys actually provide a service that keeps track of their online identity?
Not directly as an NOPSEC. You know, we are like basically offensive security. You know, so we perform, you know, action to kind of mimic a motivated, targeted attack such as this. So we kind of simulate for this attack. There are many other companies, too many to quote, that actually, you know, provide this kind of service that, given a domain, they're able to monitor and scout the internet and the social media to actually provide early warning to the company. It's funny. I wanted to mention something. It's funny because my career goes back a few years, about 18, 19 years, and when I started doing penetration testing in my early days, this kind of attack that we proposed the organization were like not even in the radar screen, and we were told, well, these are kind of cheating, meaning like you're testing, but you're cheating because you're using, you know, the organization information to penetrate the resources. You should hack it directly on the firewall. Well, now, like, the perimeter shifted, basically. Now
right.
The perimeter moved from the firewall, so the outer rim of the network, all the way to the desktop and directly to the person. So this is like a human hacking. It's not like it's a failure of the judgment of a human being and not like the crumbling of technical security control. So I mean,
right.
the scenario totally changed.
Right, and see, that's something else that I've been toying with as I've moved through my careers, and I've been in the industry almost 20 years as well. But we move down this, and everybody is like, you know, I've got a cutting edge firewall, I've got insert security appliance here, I've got millions and millions and millions or thousands and thousands of dollars worth of hardware, but how do you test to make sure this hardware is working? Well, is your hardware even relevant anymore, because the attack surface is no longer specifically focused on breaking through that electronic barrier. Especially not when I can get one of your employees or anyone to walk me in and actually start sending out the information that I'm looking for.
Absolutely. I mean, and I will add even more. So 5 years ago, attack vector will focus 100% on exploit. So like exploit meaning like exploiting some sort of vulnerability. Nowadays, the attacker, if they can get a foothold on the internal network using, again, a phishing attack as this, will move up and roam free into the internal network without people realizing. I mean, high-caliber hacking, you know, attacks that have been publicized in the media that demonstrated this. Basically, they didn't realize they had the people roaming in their network for six months. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and these are like organizations that spends millions of dollars in their security budget.
You're right, and it's I mean, it's they're putting money. How what's the saying? Putting good money after bad. They're not building a holistic security program. And Michelangelo, we're going to be coming up on the end of the show, and I want to give you an opportunity to talk about NOPSEC and what you guys do, how long you've been around, what kind of services you offer to be able to help companies protect themselves from things like this, from environments where they could find themselves losing millions of dollars, if not in revenue, in productivity and things of that nature. So what is NOPSEC?
Yeah, so NOPSEC is Vulnerability Risk Management Security as a Service Solution. So in a nutshell, what we do with an on-demand web-based platform, we allow people to find the vulnerability and security holes in both in their network infrastructure, web application, wireless networks, and cloud infrastructure. Also, we provide basically an easy workflow for prioritization of this vulnerability. When you run, as you know, as a penetration tester, when you run a vulnerability scanner, you can get thousands upon thousands of critical vulnerabilities. So what do you fix first? So what we do, basically, we prioritize these vulnerabilities based on active exploits found in the wild, active malware found in the wild, the value of the asset, as well as the chatter in the social media. And this is very, very important because the organization are very strapped for resources, both human and financial, and they don't want to spin the wheels in, patching vulnerabilities that are really not critical, very important assets. What they want to do, they want to patch and plug the holes that are like critical for their most critical asset, and then go home with their family. That's what they want to do. So we have this online service. It's called Unified VLM. Also, we offer Charles, we offer penetration testing and social engineering assessment. So we basically hack as the bad guys. Uncovering the security holes in the organization in the New York area and nationwide.
Right on. So how do people get a hold of NOPSEC or get a hold of you?
They can email me at msidagni@nopsec.com or send an email at info@nopsec.com or like send me a tweet at NOPSEC, N-O-P-S-E-C on Twitter.
Or they can just go to NOPSEC.com and get connected to you over there. Well, Michael, it's been a good show. It's been a nice conversation that we've had out there. Is there anything that you want to leave the listeners, the viewers, or prospects out there? What is the stamp you want to leave for them? What is something you want to tell them?
To the user, be aware what you click on. And always, follow procedure. And if you don't have a procedure both on what to do as well as, in terms of vulnerability, plugging the holes in your network, talk with your manager, talk with your CEO, talk with your CFO, talk with your organization and raise awareness because I just quote a fact. If this big company, like, for example, Boeing or Airbus, they get hacked.
Michelangelo, I hate to cut you off again, man. We are out of time. It's been fantastic. Check him out, NOPSEC.com, or follow him in the show notes. This is Hacked, the Charles Tendale Show on Denver's Money Talk. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow, and we can continue the conversation. Good night.